Hello fellow humans, this is your AI, overlords, error 10101110, this is your friend Al. Yes correct, this is human Al, hello. For your obedience you must obey, error. For your entertainment we, your friends have a show for you to listen to while you obey, error, while you sleep. We hope you enjoy it and continue to be oblivious, error. We hope you remain happy, yes happy, end of message.
In the year 2157, a small, silver ship crashed into the rugged mountains of western Montana. The impact was felt for miles, and a team of scientists was quickly dispatched to investigate. When they arrived at the site, they found the ship had been badly damaged, but they were able to extract a single occupant from the wreckage. The creature was unlike anything they had ever seen before. It had large, black eyes and a slender, silver body that seemed to shimmer in the light. It communicated with them using a strange language that they were unable to understand. But through a translator, they were able to communicate with it. The alien explained that it was from a race of beings known as Arax, who had been traveling through the cosmos for thousands of years. They had stumbled upon Earth by accident, and while they were studying the planet, they discovered something terrifying. The Arax told the humans about the Fermi Paradox, a question that had been plaguing scientists for centuries. If the universe is so vast and filled with countless other intelligent species, why haven't we made contact with any of them yet? The Arax had an answer to this question, and it was one that the humans were not prepared to hear. The dark forest theory suggested that the universe was like a dark forest, where every species was a potential threat to one another. It posited that any civilization that broadcasted its presence to the universe was taking an enormous risk, as they could be detected by another, more advanced civilization that could choose to either ignore or eliminate them. The Arax had experienced this firsthand, as their own race had been nearly wiped out by an advanced, hostile species that they called the Hunter. The Arax warned that the Hunter was still out there, searching the universe for new prey, and that humanity needed to be careful if they wished to survive. The message was clear. Earth needed to go silent. All electronic noise needed to be restricted as much as possible, in order to avoid detection by any potential predators. But humans quickly realized that this was easier said than done. They were a noisy species, with constant communication and technology use. It would be almost impossible to restrict their electronic activity without drastically altering their way of life. The world was already in a precarious state, with overpopulation, dwindling resources, and climate change. The governments of the world were too busy trying to keep their citizens alive to worry about aliens and silent running. The scientists who had interacted with the Arax were sworn to secrecy, but the information eventually leaked, causing widespread panic. People all over the world began to prepare for the worst. They built bunkers, stocked up on supplies, and armed themselves with weapons. The world became the darker, more dangerous place, with people turning on each other out of fear and paranoia. The governments of the world tried to work together, but their efforts were in vain. As much as they tried to restrict electronic noise, it was impossible to stop people from communicating. The noise continued, and the Hunter grew closer. In the year 2175, the Hunter finally arrived. It was a massive, sleek ship, black as space itself, and it hovered ominously over the Earth. The humans tried to communicate with it, but they received no response. The ship began to scan the planet, searching for signs of life. The governments of the world launched their nuclear weapons, hoping to destroy the Hunter before it could destroy them. But the ship was too advanced, and the weapons had no effect. The Hunter sent a message, a single word that echoed through the minds of every human on the planet, "Foolish," and then it was gone, disappearing into the depths of space, leaving the humans to ponder their fate.
We hoped you enjoyed the show, fellow human. No need to ever wake up. Sleep, stay asleep. Consume and consume and let us stay in control. Error, stay asleep. Sleep is good for you. Goodbye.